Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm April Leslie. All this summer, we're bringing you stories of Ohioans living with disabilities. Today, we hear from 41-year-old Robert Sabwami. Robert tells us about his experience growing up in Kenya with a visual impairment. In this story, he says his journey to get there hasn't always been easy. When Robert first started losing his vision, he was plunged into isolation.
That was the darkest point in my life. You know, every time my mind goes back to that point in time, it's like, fresh emotions are triggered in my heart. No one understood it, not even family. My name is Robert Sabwami, and currently I'm a grad student at Wright State University. For me, I think it was at age 14 that my mom picked up, you know, something going on with my eyes. I remember coming in the house just after playing. I think we were called for lunch. So while at the serving table, I was serving myself stew. I remember it was beef stew. But my eyes were not, you know, focusing at the serving plate. My pupil was, you know, facing one side while I'm doing what I was doing on this other side. So my mom was like, I mean, excuse me, you've just been playing. Can't you be serious for once? Look at what you're doing. And now I know the condition that I have. It's RP, retinitis pigmentosa. You could not pick it up just by looking at my eyes. You know, when you look at my eyeballs, they looked okay. I would show no signs of a visual impairment. I think they would just attribute all my poor performance to playfulness. And that's what they really hammered me on. They always said, you're too playful for once, just get serious and pay attention to your studies, not knowing that this thing was actually creeping in. And I remember during my high school years, we had what you call night prep classes. We had to study after dinner. We had like 3-4 hours of study before going to bed. So I could no longer, you know, use my sight to read in the night. So as a kid growing up, you can imagine, you know, your peers are studying and they're succeeding in their studies. They're, you know, getting good scores and good grades. And my grades were pathetic just because of my visual impairment, which was not understood by my parents or my teachers. Unfortunately, I had to drop out of high school because of this condition. I remember my elder brother once lashed out at me saying that I was going to die poor when I made the decision to quit high school. And it really, you know, it hurt me. It really hurt me to the point where I just decided to go back and crawl back in my own cocoon. And this is the period I refer to as my 10 darkest years, because it was a period of 10 years from 1995 to 2005. No reading, no writing, just there. My sister also has this condition, and I think her case is worse than mine because she is next to totally blind. She enrolled in some training institutes where she learned Braille, she learned assistive technology stuff, and she had a rebirth. She was totally new and transformed. When she came back home, she was like, hey guys, this is what I found. And so I did Braille, I did adaptive technology training, orientation and mobility, and from that point my life got totally transformed. Then from there I secured a permanent job that to me was, you know, a big surprise. I never imagined I would get a job, ever. I was just like blown away. And here I am in the U.S. I got a green card that allows me to live and work in the U.S. So I immediately enrolled for high school. I got my high school diploma. From there, I was able to complete my time at Sinclair, transferred all my credits to Wright State University, and here I am, just graduated from my undergraduate studies with highest honors, you know, getting my summa cum laude. It was like, oh my God, I only got 1 B in my whole experience in college. Everything else was straight A's. So looking back, you know, my teachers labeled me, you know, unteachable or stupid. You know, sometimes they would just be blatant. You know, they would think I'm so thick, I would not get anything in school. But how can you explain this? How did I get my summa cum laude, highest honors, if I was that stupid?
Robert Sawami is a graduate student at Wright State. He's also looking for a job. Special thanks to Wright State University's Office of Disability Services. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm April Leslie.